I love helping people with their brand. No matter what the brand is or product or service, I love helping people. I also love being a part of the building blocks, structuring from the ground up. So I get the opportunity to do that one more time. I'm about to chop it up with Sherry Goodall and our concept that we're building called Beading with Sherry. I hope y'all enjoy this. Yeah. So what I'm gonna do is one day, I'm actually, and this is the most brilliant thing everybody could do. One day what I'm gonna do is take like a long ass day, like 8 hours or something. And I'm literally gonna block out my phone to the rest of the world. And all I'm gonna do is leave my phone. I'm gonna have a room for 8 hours. For 8 hours, you literally just get to ask me questions. And the only thing is, just like you just said, you come in, and if you wanna ask a question, then boom, all you gotta do is drop a five. You can ask any question you want, we'll stay on there for a long, or it can be a dollar. Yo, do you understand if I sat there and did that?
Right.
The fact that I would literally, over the course of 8 hours, make a couple hundred dollars, but not even just a couple hundred dollars, because the reason why I would do this is not even because of the money. The money would be the bonus. It'd be the fact that I sat there and people were like, wait a minute, you mean tell me we could just sit here and ask you anything? Like, and you're a professional on this. And you're just going to be available. And we can ask you anything, no matter how big the question is. But, and literally for $5, yo, it's genius. And the fact that it's not just the money, but every single person in there is connecting deeply to my social media, deeply to my brand, deeply to everything. Yo, it's, people are missing it. It's, nah, you don't want to, pervert something or something like that. Like use it to like do negative things to people. But yo, it's the best thing in the world.
So that was more of what people were talking about, was that they felt like what she was doing was cool, but they were like, man, this is about to go left real fast.
Yeah, I think even people had a problem with even what she was doing. And I get it. Don't get me wrong. They have a right to their opinion. Like, you know, it's all good. I can understand it. But I just see it another way. I'm just like, nah, man, if you stay at the place of, like, really caring about helping people, you are absolutely doing a service by saying, hey, I'm going to hang out here for 8 hours. And instead of being a consultant in a doctor's office where you got to pay for insurance and all this crazy shit, that doesn't fucking help you anyway. And all you need is just the answer to some question. You need somebody to care. So I'm going to literally just say, just drop me a Cash App of $10 or $50. Yo, come on. Come on. Like, that's the ultimate business model, because what you're really doing is just saying there's a million people here and they all are looking to learn and to grow. So I'm going to make it where I'm just available. And then this is something that I can support them. It helps me because I don't need a 9-to-5. I got, you know, my superpower or my asset is my brain. Like, for those people whose asset is their brain.
Talked about that too, because there were a couple of business people in the room that were saying how the one girl, she was like, I don't charge for information, I charge for access. And I was like,
there you go. That's it. That's literally,
and so
thank you.
She just said she was like, but the way she did it, she didn't do it the way this girl was doing it. She was just saying, she said, you know what I did? She said, I have a product that I was offering for free. And people were talking to me. And as they were talking to me, they were asking me more about what I do and et cetera. And she was like, yeah. And so she said that she had, no, I'm sorry, not a product she offers for free, a product she normally offers for $250, but she was giving it for $150 in the room. And people who wanted it, like, she told them, just hit me in my DMs. And she, you know, they sent her the money and she sent them the product.
That's it. That's brilliant. And
but she didn't,
you know, the
charge
part?
Them. She didn't charge people to come in the room. She charged them for additional information, and she held the room
exactly
as a space where she was just sharing information, which is what I would prefer to do. I don't want to charge people to come in the room.
Yeah, it's not a charging. That's the thing. No, it's not charging. I literally just had a conversation earlier with someone. It was just about this. It's flipped the mindset. It's not charging. Like, that's why I like to use, like, and we'll talk about this, in fact, for your idea, that's why I like to use the phrase, like, if this expression touches you in any way, and if you want to help me to continue to be able to give like this, then you can do so by dropping a donation here. Like, that's all language that is completely away from charging.
Right.
Like, I literally yesterday, as I was looking at this, and when I paid, and paid as in donated, and they didn't even say an amount. I donated in $5 because I appreciated the fact of being able to be on the stage for a second and meet some new people. When I donated that $5, it immediately rung like a bell in me. I was like, oh, snap. I got to go, like, in my bio, because I'm, you know, continuing to restructure it and perfect it. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I got to go grab all of my donation information. Because do you understand if somebody is sitting there, and this is what my life is about to be, because this is what's already happening to me. Earlier today, I have somebody that's sitting there that's going, oh my gosh, I have never spoken to you in life before, and my whole life has just changed right now just because of what we said. Imagine that conversation with the person able to hit that profile. And while that's talking, they're looking at my profile. That person is going to leave out of that room and donate. If I had this conversation with the person I had earlier, they would have donated, because it was that kind of thing. And being in that environment psychologically.
You were on another platform, or you were in the room?
No, I was just on a call, just doing like a business call that way. Yeah. But no, I was saying that if we had done it that way, mm-hmm. and what we're talking about is that's with that person. But then when you talk about other people, dozens and dozens of other people in the room too, and you just say something to change somebody's life. Yo, I would go anywhere. I would get on Gary V's. I mean, not that I need it, but I'm just saying, like, theoretically speaking, I would get on Gary V's Clubhouse channel ASAP, ask the question, have my life change, and walk and hit the leave quietly button and be like, man, let me get this cash out. Let me get this. He just changed my life. The access. It is not charging. That's why everybody will lose if they think of it that way, because everybody's thinking in selling mindset. And I'm not everybody, but like, that's the majority thought. It's like, no, man, no. It is literally give and make the things available to open up the floodgates. Make the streams be available. So anyway, with that, oh, can you hear me? You're frozen. I don't know if you can hear me. You're frozen. But yeah, it's like, wow.
Turn the damn Wi-Fi off.
I get it. So, okay. So let's jump into this real quick, because I am I'm definitely uber excited about stepping through this.
So when you say real quick, you got a time limit? How long we got?
No, I'm saying real quick because I'm trying to keep myself efficient and locked in with this, because this is so good and there's so much here. Okay. Eating with Sherry. So yeah, and I want to I'm going to be talking a particular way right now, as far as a particular kind of tone, because I'm going to be having a conversation two ways right now with this. So like, one on just purely an emotional level, the other on like a checklist business level. You feel what I'm saying?
Yes.
All right. So the name we're cool with. The name is absolutely beautiful. I really think, again, that beating with Sherry, because of the vowel sound, like, this is what I want you to hear this on. Because of the vowel sounds, even with the EAD and with Sherry, it has an effect brand-wise here. Yes. It rolls off the tongue in a particular way. And there's only three words, and it kind of rhymes. That's going to always be a winner, I promise you. Okay. So yeah, the line with that I came up with, as I was thinking of, and I kind of reverse engineered it. I was like, okay, this has to do with beads, but as you and I talked about, and as we know, the bead and the beading concept is not just about jewelry, it's about life. So I'm like, okay, what feels and sounds like both? You know, and so I reverse engineered. I'm like, one bead at a time, of course, because you're putting one bead on a string at a time. And then I'm like, what is synonymous with jewelry in life, or what you know, what's synonymous with life and jewelry that kind of says one and the same thing. So I did a couple, I did like a little search, like a synonym search even. And I was looking at the different words. And so it narrowed down to jewels of life to me because of the fact that jewels go both ways, you know? And you can look at travel as a jewel, TV, a television show as a jewel. These are just all things that pop. Self-care is a jewel, you know, like you mentioned before, caregiving, parenting, strategy is, these are all jewels, right? Kind of like the gems thing, but gems is only one. Jewels can mean, so I was like, cool. And then stringing together, boom, that's just that. You string together things in life, you string together things on a necklace or on waist beads or on a bracelet. So I just thought that that had a great like pairing with that, because what I see is that goes with Beating for Sherry. That's how you are always able to encapsulate it. Beating with Sherry, stringing together the jewels of life, one bead at a time.
I like it.
Okay. The next section, I was thinking about how you had, how we were talking about the words going around the track, as I'll call it. And that's so, I'm telling you, one day, Sherry, you're going to be able to actually put people on that track, like on a visual. And I promise you, people are going to be like, oh my God, like that changed my life. It made it all clear for me as I saw it in that diagram. I promise you. This is my math mind. This is my geometry and shapes mind. And knowing how symbols and geometry, what happens with that. Like you got some voodoo shit with that. You'll find out one day. I promise you. I promise you. Wait till you put the chakras on that board. I promise you.
Right.
I promise you. You're going to hit. Okay. So I'm thinking about what you had there, and I was looking at the words that you had. And of course, everything, you know, linked up with who you are, caregiving, parenting, you know, movies, books, the second act, you know, careers, personal growth, you know, those all made sense. But what I felt like was we needed bigger categories that really encapsulated more who you were. So that's how I came up with, okay, the first and main category as far as lining this up is that you go from Beating with Sherry and you go to the motto to exactly that one aspect of this, the physical aspect that is bringing all of this together, the diagrams, the tools. And that's your waist beads, necklaces, and bracelets, right?
Okay.
What I see is when we make the diagram, it should be like how you have it, where you have your name Beating with Sherry there. It should be there because it should be in the middle like that hitting you. And then under that, we should have the motto printed. And then under that, the bead or the link or whatever, however we look at it as far as the necklace with these different topics in it, I think the one central under that should be literally the waist beads, necklaces, and bracelets, like right there in that link. And then the other ones take shape around it. And that's, again, because of the eyes, like the psychology.
The waist beads, that you lost me a little bit, but keep going.
All right. So take the words that you have already, right? And just put these different bullet points in the place of those words. These are going to be the new words. So instead of one word like caregiving, self-care, life hacks, and personal growth tips is
these bullet points at the top.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. Yes, the bullet points are the replacements for your individual words. Because what I did was, to me, the words, they didn't just totally describe everything about you. And it felt like it left some things out. And to me, when I'm thinking about you as a lifestyle brand, you have these big columns in different areas. So instead of just caregiving and parenting fall under self-care, life hacks, and personal growth tips or relationships and these kind of things. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
All of your business side falls under the third one. So anyway, going down the list, what I see is as I'm thinking about them coming around the track, the putting one, each one of these are beads. Each one of these, so you're gonna have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 beads going around, or 6 big links in between the beads, however it looks. Mm-hmm. And I was seeing the reading down. If you got Beating with Sherry, the motto, and then under that, that link under that would be waist beads, necklaces, and bracelets. Because what that does is that's what's going to get you to sales.
Right.
Right.
Okay.
While everything else around this track is the vehicle, but it's just that the way that the person reads it, though, it all connects together and it makes sense. All right. So that's one link in the middle. The next I had was podcast interviews. And it's just interviews, period. But of course, because we put them on a podcast and because that's a great audio platform, I put it together. And of course, that covers all of your connections with anybody you chop it up with. And so that covers that huge category. Business, marketing, and branding advice, because that covers everything in your world of that. Literally everything. You know what I mean? Whether it's your actual products, the actual services that you do for people, or whether it's just the content that you do around marketing and branding, or it's in the future, it'll be more direct consulting even through this. It'll be all kinds of things. And all of that falls under that one bead or that one link in the chain. The next one was self-care, life hacks, and personal growth tips. Once again, everything dumps in there. In fact, so much about being a woman, whether it's even all the way extending to makeup and extending to dye, you know, hair dye and stuff like that, like all of that will fall into that because, well, that and fashion when we get to it, but you get the point. Like that whole self-care thing stretches wide, you know, everything from the way you, whatever your exercise to whatever your, you know, your how you take care of your skin. You know what I mean? The life hacks and personal growth tips, that falls on, you know, that connects with that because that's all under the inspirational side of who you are and how you share on a regular basis. Fashion, food, and travel. That's all girly girl stuff. That's all like, that's Sherry shopping. That's all the girly girl side of you. Fashion, food, and travel. That is all that, all the fun, all, you know, that entire world. What I see with that is you know, I see you as the woman coming out of the store with the bags, you know, you got that shot with the different shopping bags and stuff like that. And you're just having fun. You know, that's just Sherry's world.
Yeah.
So that's a whole link in the chain. And that is fashion, food, and travel recommendations, which I said recommendations, but if you just, if you start off with just without recommendations and it's just that, boom, yeah. And then of course, naturally, because you're living it, it equals recommendations and it pours into it. And then the last link was TV shows, movies, and book reviews and reactions. And that was everything we've ever talked about. It's so crazy how this to me links up everything I've ever talked to you about. Like literally, it's like pun intended, it literally links up everything that I have ever talked to you about since the first conversation we ever had. Everything is amazing to me. So yeah, your TV shows, movies, and book reviews and reactions. You know, we talked about 90 Day Fiance. We talked about, what was the other show you had mentioned the other day?
Ready to Love.
Yeah, Ready to Love. We've talked about different movies. And then you have, you know, your books, whether it's audiobooks or actual books. And so, yeah, that falls under that whole category of talking about those things. All right, so those are the links in the chain. And then after that, I just, you know, I have notes here that kind of hash out to me how that should look in,
yes,
in
application. Yes, I read through them.
So, right, and I'm gonna read them, you know, read through the whole thing. So 1 hour daily experience, Monday through Friday, same time, 30 minute small talk, relationship building, saying hi, life business updates, order, project info, check-ins, then 30-minute show topics of the day, questions, et cetera. For podcast interviews, take the first 5 minutes for show, guest intro, project info, check-ins with audience, calls to action, and show comment section direction, and use the rest of the hour for interview or discussion. I'm also reading this, too, because this is refreshing my mind, because once I just hashed it out while I was in my mind, but... Yeah, so I think that your 30-minute goal is a great great place to start, because that's going to keep you in the loop and keep you committed and keep you feeling good about it. Naturally, I feel it immediately in your best benefit, actually going for an hour. And the reason why is because of how much is going to actually start, you're going to start getting out of each experience. How much, from the perspective of the reciprocity that you're getting ready to start to get for it, from it. And because I can see your, I can see community as like, I can see like strong community as the first part, like the check-ins, the high, the relaxed, just small talk, kind of, you know, like how you did with the ones you've done. And then because your audience is about to start growing like this, you'll want to give yourself a little bit of time before you leave the people and jump into the interview or jump into the, because it's going to be just that. It's going to be the fact that the good morning that somebody gets that actually gives you the sale. It's that little piece, right?
Right.
Yep. And between that and having fun with your music and dancing, and which we'll get to that in a minute, and just being you, and just, I think that before you know it, what's going to happen is not stalling, because that's the thing that everybody does that I can't stand.
I feel like I am, because there's nobody in the room.
Yeah. What you have to do, and it's going to take some time, but this is the practice. It's a psychological thing. What has to happen is you learn to split your brain into two ways of thinking about it, and you flip back and forth, and that's what keeps you in the whole experience. Even when I'm doing these Zooms, the beautiful part about it is nobody's there. So I'm thinking in a different way. I'm actually thinking like how you would just record a show, how you record a presentation. You just jump in and you in on it. You want that more than anything, because you will lose people waiting for the replay when you just procrastinate. Now, here's the beautiful part. You can actually fix up procrastinating. And what you do is you do that middle ground where you are waiting for people, but at the same time, you're dancing and singing your favorite song, and, you know, and then because what's going to happen is when the replay visitor comes in on that, that grips your heart right there, even though the people 2 and 3 minutes in missed it. But you think two ways. So you do that. So it's a positive procrastination. It's a healthy kind of way of doing it, where you're still creating content and you're still giving yourself a little bit of time. But do it that way and have fun with it, and immediately start being intentional, even when no one is there. Because what I tell people is, and I flip my brain. The way that I think about these videos is I never think about them as live videos where I'm waiting for people. I think about them as I'm recording content that I'm giving people the opportunity to actually sit in on. It's almost like a clubhouse. I was almost thinking like in a clubhouse fashion with it, where people are just able to drop in on me recording my content. If you think about it that way, then you'll never have that feeling. And yes, I'm not saying that it won't impact. I mean, it impacts me if I'm sitting there and nobody's there. I'm able to quickly correct it, because all I do is just remember what I just said to you, and then it doesn't allow me to stay there. So what you're going to notice with that is your way of doing that is going to actually make it start to pop. So what you're going to notice is your first 5 to 10 minutes is going to be a kind of fun that after a while you're going to want to protect. And that's going to make your experiences naturally flow longer, but still be productive, because the back end of it is going to be crazy.
Are you going to send me this video?
Oh, of course. Why would you ask that?
I just want to make sure, because I hadn't gotten the video from before. That's why because this is a lot to remember.
Yeah, you're not supposed to remember all of this. This is, don't even take notes. This is just a listen as my brain just hashes it all out for you. So yeah, 30, shoot for 30, but I promise you, in just the relaxing flow of this and following this flow and these tips, it's going to naturally, and it's going to work in your favor, because then you're going to pick up on everything else you know about algorithms and about long content when it's actually engaging and what happens over time. You're going to benefit from that. So that's why I like the 30-minute mark, and why be open to it flowing past that as you be, you almost want to plan. If I were you, I would never, even in this 30 minute, even if it means going 30 minutes earlier, I would never plan for it to be smack dab up against your next thing. Because of this next piece that I'm gonna go through, which is you have to make a post show regimen so that you can stay on top of this and you don't fall behind because of your high level of productivity you're about to go into. So anyway, the next point was use personal brand topics to create programming, i.e. Monday and Friday podcast interviews, Tuesday TV show rants, Wednesday self-care life hacks. Keep it loose and easy, no overplanning or overproducing. So find that middle ground with that. It would be incredible because of programming for you to have at least one day a week out of these 5 days, Monday through Friday, where you dedicate it to. That's going to be just your podcast day. You're lining up all your podcasts from now on this way. And I'm listening.
No, I was saying I'm getting ready to start scheduling my podcast interviews now.
Okay, love it. So that's good because that works right with this. Sherry, as much as possible, because when you do podcasts, you're usually at home in front of your computer and that kind of thing, right?
Right.
Yep. Sherry, I think you should start doing 100% of your podcast at your beat station. And that's especially if you're on someone else's podcast as well as your own.
That's fine. I don't have a problem with that. The only thing I thought you were in the notes, I thought you were suggesting that I live stream the podcast. And mm-hmm. I was thinking, I don't know how to live stream the podcast interview. I guess right. I could do it from StreamYard, but then yeah, I'm not sure.
Right. I got you. So I think you should do so your two options, of course, would be like a direct Facebook Live kind of thing, or like you said, a StreamYard or Zoom kind of thing. What I would do is I would actually try both, right? For starters, right? I would try both because the reason why I say that is because both have slightly creative differences. Now, on the Zoom side of things, on the StreamYard side of things, you're able to have the entire camera flip back and forth. So it gives you a full, that full visual. So you might find that the larger view is better for what people are looking at when it comes down to your brand and the beads and everything like that. You might find it cleaner. You might find that some people, and not saying you were based on this, but these are just things that we'll start to think about and then, flow with these things in mind. Some people feel more open and relaxed when it feels like it's just you and them. And even though you might be doing a Zoom and it's going live to Facebook and you're reading the comments elsewhere, it actually helps them because it feels more intimate. So they relax and loosen up more. Some people like it the other way around, where all the comments that they see going by, it makes them excited and makes more fun and engaging. I think the Zoom method might wind up being the thing just because it gives you Zoom or StreamYard, because it gives you the big picture, which means when it comes to you and you're talking, people can see even bigger on their screen your B-tray, what's going on, as well as you. And I think the aspect that it feels more intimate may make you be able to, as a personality, I'm sorry, it may make the environment feel, and then with you as a personality, feel so warm that you'll notice certain people go deeper. So for instance, like yesterday or the day before when I was talking to Jenna, right? I believe that because of what I know about Jenna and even what I... Yeah, I think you should use different days for that. You definitely should. And I love that you got your that like you say, you're starting to work on the scheduling of your podcast, because this is the perfect match for it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This is the absolute perfect match. I mean, Sherry, you're gonna be filling one day very soon. You're gonna be filling a $100 order while talking to someone, making a business connection that leads to 100,000 in sales. Like, it's just, this is what this environment is going to produce. Okay, so yeah, your podcast interviews locked in. You should definitely, this is I'm asking you to do this, like, seriously, pick one show and pick one of those days a week and let Beating with Sherry, let it be about that. Meaning that
you mean one of the reality shows I like?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Yeah, just pick one, and then this is when that 30 and 30 will come in as you're able to stretch out the time. But even when you aren't, even with working with 30 minutes, you still want to do this. This is going to be an hour fast, though, because you're going to have people in there that's so happy and so can't wait for that conversation. It'll be your normal check-in and your normal kind of thing, like I was saying in the beginning, where you flow and you do fun things that allows people to love when they come in on your videos, when you're recording it, not thinking about it as a live video. And then the rest of your show should be about that, because what you'll be able to do is, and you probably could do Clubhouse, you probably could do this, find one on Clubhouse and immediately gather an audience. You need to go to the space where your show is happening. You need to go to the YouTube channel. You need to go to that space. You need to just, when you're watching the show or sometime afterwards, maybe while you're watching the show or a little bit after, just at some point, spend a few minutes just in there, just jumping into the convo, just ranting, you know. And it doesn't have to be long.
Right.
And then, but your goal is to start being a face there and saying, yeah, like all I talk about on is Tuesdays. All I talk about on Tuesdays on my show is ready for love. You know, all we talk about, like, is a hangout for people there to talk about the last show. This is pulling people in based on a different interest, but it's an interest you have. So you automatically have a way to have connections with people in that space because y'all both care about the same interest. That's lifestyle, because now you're into the realm of talking about media, and you can talk about media. You're Sherry E. Goodall.
Whatever so that means, got, okay.
Yeah, it means a whole lot. So you got interviews, you got your TV show, and then, you know, self-care, pick a day where, you know, it's just that. And I'm saying keep it loose, meaning this doesn't have to, I don't want you to go to the realm of like, oh my gosh, like, oh man, like, where it gives you stress. It's not that deep. It's just like how you did today. You talked about what you learned. That was an easy topic. You just like, I'm gonna talk about what I learned. And then that poured into a number of other things, Clubhouse and all these other things. Keep it light, keep it easy. It just needs to be something that at least has a sketch. With the music.
You didn't give me feedback. What did you think about today?
I loved it. I thought you did everything well. I thought that you flow. You did exactly what you needed to do. You executed by doing. You allowed it to flow where you were just talking about different things. And I love the fact that you had to do it with it being a small audience, because of the fact that what happens is it's going to be easy for you. It's easy for you to entertain when people are pouring in, but you need this so you can value it for yourself and not for who shows up. You can just value it because you're seeing what you're putting together. And so, and on top of that, people are coming behind it. And as you're following up with these other post things, more people are coming to them. Like, oh my gosh, Sherry, that was nice. And you're like, oh wow, okay. And you're like, oh, it was, but people are like, oh my God, that was so, and they start asking you questions. So you,
yeah,
so
it was like my it sister was called good. Today. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Nah, you're good. I was saying it's all good.
My sister was saying today that my other sister saw the live, well, she saw the replay and she was like, Sherry was on there and she had my beads. I was
like, yeah. Now take that one comment. Now, that I'm glad that that happened with her, because you have a relationship with her. So that touches you in a particular way. Now take that same feeling and put it in a total stranger and let that touch you in that way. That's the impact. That's the impact. That is actually the manifestation. And she felt good because she felt special, you know? And so, so that's definitely that. So you did a really good job. With the music, two prongs to that. Number one, royalty free. Do you have an Alexa?
I do.
Yay, you got an Alexa. That's what I'm talking about, Sherry. I mean, you are ready. You are ready for this. You were born for this. Okay. So your Alexa is your new friend.
Alexa. She's been my girlfriend.
Alexa, play royalty free chill out music.
Play radio from Spotify.
Alexa, play Aaron Hill's Societal Exchange.
Wait, let me turn you up. Say it again.
Can't find the song Society Exchange by Aaron Hill on Spotify.
What? Alexa, she said society. Okay, she said society. Okay, Alexa, you get a pass. Alexa, play Societal Exchange, Aaron Hill.
Playing specific songs is only available with Amazon Music Unlimited.
So you talking back.
Based on Societal Exchange by Aaron Hill.
Yes.
Oh, she's sassy now.
What? That's not Alexa, it. That is not.
Alexa, stop.
Alexa, stop playing games. Alexa,
she is sassy. You just don't know. She be right. She be getting smart with me. I be like, listen, chick.
So Alexa is your new friend, because at the beginning of your experience, that's what you want to say. And here's the
Alexa, beautiful. Alexa, you're my new friend.
Thank you. That makes me smile from speaker to speaker.
Lord,
hey Sherry.
Yes.
That should be
part of our conversation. Experience.
Yes. Yes. Okay. But that's your new best friend, because Sherry, you should play royalty-free music through your whole experience. And then the second thing that you should do, and again, this is another aspect of your brand. Everything that I wrote down here, you know what I realized?
Hold on. Alexa, mm-hmm. Play royalty-free music.
100% royalty-free music, 100 RFM radio from Spotify.
So now she found it. Alexa, pause.
Good deal. So you start off your experiences, you call up something on Alexa. It might even be fun, just the fact that you can think of something random every day because of the flexibility with that machine. You let that be a part of the funny experience. That alone is a couple minutes. Now, you do that so you can set an ambiance. The other side of that coin too is that, Sherry, this is another, when I was writing this out, I thought about your whole, I thought about everything I know about you and how it, with everything you told me, it was almost like it fit a job. Like it was a whole part of you that fit a job that you did. So the next thing you get to do, Sherry, is to highlight artists that you like for exposure.
Right.
Do you know how fast you can put out a message on social media right now, and all you're interested in is that in your experience, you want somebody's new project, somebody's new CD, somebody's new whatever, just to bump in your experience. That's it.
Right.
And what happens is...
I'm with you.
Huh?
I'm with you.
So what happens is, of course, the musician, the artist, of course, that person is excited because all they're thinking about is, wait a minute, you have an experience where people are hanging out and you're going to play my music in the background just while you're doing what you're doing and say, yes, I'm listening to such and such, such and such. And that's from...
So you're saying reach out to them and ask them if I can play the music in the background?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were saying have them on the show.
Yeah. Yes. Yes and yes. See, that's the beauty of it, Sherry, is everything. That's why I was like this. Now we're talking about Sherry who worked at blah, blah, blah and was interviewing the artists and DTLR. And like now we're talking about that.
Right.
Yep. And you win both ways because A, you're going to have dozens of artists who are like, yeah, I'll send you my new project. You're just saying to me that you're going to play it in the background and where other people can hear it and you're going to reference it. Of course, that's exposure for me. So boom. And I'm going to be the first one to do that. And so, you know, you have that. So now what you've done is you've done something for an artist. So of course, the next thing is, you want to come and hang out with me while I beat and talk about your album? Of course.
Right.
And so now that's how you incorporate music into your experience. Royalty free, so that way you can always just have an ambiance. But now with what I'm talking about here, you'll never play royalty-free music because you can make this so valuable so fast that you could literally make it where every day of the week, like you are literally spotlighting different artists, not in a hard, like, oh my gosh, I got to manage project type of way. Like literally it's just new people on your Spotify playlist that you just kind of dig and they sent you their info their way. And this gives you music in the background that you like. So you'll be literally without trying like a person that's just about interviewing artists or just about highlighting artists, and you're not even doing it full time.
right.
You're literally just using it as, so it's mindset, right? It's just those clever kind of ideas. So the next thing was pin website and donation information in the comment section of every experience to encourage email signup, customer order inquiries, perusing of site, and donating to the experience / expression. And you would copy and paste that. So so with this, you know, this will give you that, like, that consistent kind of thing. You know, you'll have, in fact, what's the name of your website right now?
Which one? I Am Sherry Goodall.
Well, that's okay. I Am Sherry Goodall. That's your main site, right? To you, right? Perfect.
Yeah, and my business site is Full Circle Marketing LLC.
Right. It's those are two different ones, right? I mean, that's
you can link, but right? They do link. You can get to one or the other from
one another. Got you. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, you know, you would pin, I think your pin should always look like this. I think it should always have your website right at the top. And maybe with something quick and warm right there next to it. And I'm talking about in the comment section when you pin this. This is a copy and paste pin. So that way when people are watching, everybody's seeing that pin, as you know. I think it should have your website. And I think it should say, we'll come up with the exact wording, but I think it should be something real quick that just points you to the website and just says something like, you know, join my email, you know, if you want to continue beating with Sherry, join my email list or consider joining my email list for order inquiries. So email list, in fact, we probably shorten it to this. No description words, just like iamsherrygoodall.com and then in like brackets, you know, email list or email sign up, order inquiries, find, you know, more about me or something like that. And then that way, cause you're going to have a lot of people in this experience that literally that pour there. and you're directing everything there. You're directing the order inquiries. You're directing all of where they would go next from there to connect with you on other social media. If they wanted to donate to you, because you'll have that too there on that page. And so I am Sherry Goodall. Your pin should always say, I am SherryGoodall.com. Email, sign up or email list, order inquiries, donations. Boom. And then the rest, it will just be, will come verbally. You'll just, it'll be a part of your experience. And I know I'm going through a lot, Sherry. I know I'm going through a lot.
Yeah.
So stop. So, you know, it's not, again, it's not to memorize, it's just to hash it out. And also you can stop me at any point too, if you like, all right, that's enough for now, let's pick it up later. As far as that. So yeah, that'll be a copy and paste. Eventually, like real soon, it would be, I think it would be in your best interest to move full time to public figure pays to benefit immediately from boosting based on niche topics. Combined with targeting.
You said move it from public. Yeah, that was the question I had. What do you mean move it? Move it to what?
I think you should move it full time to your public figure page, as opposed to your
what
personal.
I'm doing to the public figure page. Oh yeah, I agree. Yes. I think like right now, I think the good news is that the doing it on my personal page is probably best right now because it's more diverse and there are more people, whereas the public figure page is a little more professional and they're not looking for that kind of stuff over there. So I get more exposure and traction on my personal page right now.
Right. And I can understand that, right? The only thing though, because I feel that same way about my own content, but here's the other side of it. And this is just for what it's worth, food for thought. Well, you know, continue to chop it up about it. That's the same things that I say, and even to myself. But what winds up happening, and really with what I see with this, you actually would reach your goal faster the faster you move it. And here's why. And I'll make it fast. Here's why. So the very first thing is management. The toughest thing, and this is why I still wrestle with myself, but why I'm doing more on the public figure page than anything now. The management of it means that when you finish, you always have to upload to your public figure page, and you have to, now, the first thing is, I think I hear you really more so thinking in the opposite direction, where you're thinking more so about what people want on your public figure page than about who you are. And which. Okay, so let me ask you this. If you're not, are you ready to take your entire public figure page to this as opposed to your business? I mean, as opposed to business. Because that's in my head when I'm building, all of this to me is that. And then the business lives inside that, not the other way around.
No, I understand that. Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay. So, and it's only because you're going to benefit from all your business ventures more from living out being Sherry Goodall and from living out this Beading with Sherry journey. It's going to pour into everything. So with that, what happens is when you're on your personal page, it's, yes, the engagement, it makes us feel better mainly because you get that, you get, oh yeah, my bad.
I decide I don't like beating by next year.
What if you don't? If you don't like physically beating, oh, you're fine. It's still the same journey. Because remember, the word itself means putting together the pieces of your life. See, okay. the beating happens to be a vehicle right now that you're just into. But the truth of the matter is, you're talking about beating your life. Now, here's the beautiful part. When you aren't doing it physically anymore, just because you don't feel like sitting there and doing it, which I'm gonna tell you something. I really believe if you do this in a way that I know will flourish, I don't think you will ever, unless you have arthritis, I don't think you would ever, ever, ever not want to bead again. Even, I think what would happen would be you would cherish it even more, more, more. Now, that's not saying you're going to be filling 100 damn orders a week. I don't mean that. I mean, your 1 hour, like where you just feel like, where not feel like, but it's just in your routine. Because what's going to happen, Sherry, is you're going to become somebody's counselor through this. And
right.
After a while, the value for it is the fact that, you know, Lisa Smith is there and Lisa is like, Sherry, like I have been with you for 2 years and I will not, like, you have no idea what seeing you from week to week means to me and how that helped me with my last trip across the world. Like, it's that. And so then you'll literally, the vehicle will be just about the connection with the people. Because this right here, like I said, no matter the biggest businesses that you do, this right here, this time that you're spending helping people and being a friend with people is going to be always the most potent time for everything else you want to do, because it's the most relatable. And this is why Clubhouse is working.
Uh-huh.
This is literally why Clubhouse is working. It's because of the fact that right now, Joe Budden, you could hang out with Joe Budden.
He is always on there. I just got a notification for him.
Exactly. Smart man. Like all of us should be on there 24/7. We just can't all be because we got to try to figure out other things. But like literally, our whole lot. I was just having a conversation earlier where I was talking about when it comes to giving, what happens is most people they quote unquote give, they give for free, but what they're really doing is still a sales pitch and you can still feel it. So what happens is that people get to the point where the giving could unlock reciprocity, but it doesn't because they're still in the sales pitch mind. What I've learned is it's a point past that that unlocks all the reciprocity. But for most people, they think like, damn, if I give at that level, like I ain't gonna be able to survive. But it's no, if you sell at that level through like this giving disguise, it's what Gary talks about all the time. So anyway, I'm not going to dive deep on that. But my point in saying that is I'm saying that the reason why right now everybody's listening to Joe Budden is because Joe Budden has a huge business right now somewhere. But that's not how you're able to sit and be with him and experience that. That's what people are going to experience with you. And the value is just, you're injecting the value in it. Okay. Next thing. Oh, so the public figure. So this is the thing that's going to get on your nerves. It's going to get on your nerves doing a video on your personal page and having, and knowing in your mind that you still have to upload it to your personal profile so that you can reach out to the rest of the world based on this interest. The fact that you lost out on it being a live video, which means people can't hit get live notifications, which actually is the thing that when you show up on that timeline and they connect with you, the thing that makes it connect and makes them be able to see when your new stuff comes up. You miss out on the real time aspect of being able to be with people who actually, after you do your second experience, one, your first experience and you boost it for a dollar and five new people come in and they're like, oh my gosh, all I care about is beating. And all I care about is starting my business. It's going to hurt you that even though your cousins and your friends on your regular timeline show up from time to time, and that makes you feel good because it's like, okay, I know some people, but at the same time, they're getting from it, but it's other people that this would go deeper for, like this would be more meaningful for, because they actually are ready to get beads right now, or they actually are ready to change their life and turn their passion into profit right now, or what have you. And it's just because of the fact that you were live on your public feed and afterwards you didn't have to take the extra time to upload a separate video, because what's going to happen to you is when you finish, the rest of your day is going to gobble up your post time, which means you're not going to actually get the most out of this experience from being able to have everything be right where it needs to be and to go forward with little to no effort and little to no time. When I'm saying this to you right now, I'm actually preaching to myself as well, because this is something that I know, and I still every now and then am doing videos on my personal. Now what I've done is I've gotten to the point where I'm like, okay, I'll only do that if I'm celebrating people on my personal timeline, like it's about that. The rest of the stuff, I'm going on my other timeline because it's topic based, and I'm having wild success off of putting $1 behind a video, and people coming afterwards and they're like, all I care about is beads, all I care about is music, all I care about is what you talked about here. And then I have my super fan who's now sending me money day in and day out, even while I'm just sitting here talking to you. So you have, so that's one thing. You need to be able to boost, and you don't need to have to take the time to sit there and upload another video. You also need people to be coming from different walks of life, and for it to start now being where Facebook pushes it, because now your video is actually more popular. This is why we see people in the that have public figure pages, and they're sitting there with thousands and thousands, is because they're doing this and they're just not letting up on it. But most of those people honestly started off where they just came on Facebook and went straight to public figure. So they didn't have that little hesitancy that we have with the personal profile, or they didn't really use the personal profile that deeply. So yeah, you need to be able to target middle-aged African-American women. You need to be able to finish a live stream and immediately put $1 behind targeting middle-aged African-American women who are into entrepreneurship. And that's not gonna, you're gonna get a handful of people on your personal timeline that are into that, and it's gonna make you feel good, but it's gonna cap at that. And you're never gonna get around to having the time for it to work on your public figure profile like you'd like to. What I would do is more so this idea right here, which is the go live 5 minutes before each experience on your personal page with a TV trailer / teaser type of mentality, plus relationship building. You'll do small talk, you'll jam with your music, you'll prep for your show, you'll say hi to your friends. It'll give you that connection. And you can do that for 2 minutes. You can describe your current order that you're about to work on for a minute. Describe your show topic for 1 minute, and you can invite everybody to come over and tune in every day to your public figure page and to hit the See Live notifications button in order to share in order for them to do that. And then you would share this trailer or this live video to your group. See, what would happen with this if you did this is you would then pull together both. Then you would have your family and friends over with your new people, and everything will be working together. If your family and friends will be talking to you in a way that they just know you. So it'll just be boom, they just want it. Your new people would be like, wow. And then you have all this together. You can engage and comment with everybody in one place, which actually means that you're going to wind up having way more engagement and comments on this video than your other one. But you have to push past your insecurity about it in order to do that though. Okay. And I'm saying that even to myself. But it's going to be less work though if you do it this way, and you share that trailer to your group. And then last but not least, yeah, we're not going to get through all this because I really did write a lot. But
I was going to say you ain't nowhere near the end, are you?
No, I'm not.
But I appreciate you.
I know, right?
So we're not going to break now.
Yeah, let's take a break. That works. Love it.
When I woke up this morning, tears in my eyes.
Like, all I could think about was hashing this out, though, for real. Like, I was literally up at 6:30, like, and all that was kind of in my mind was like, oh, my gosh. Because, yeah, I just, this is huge right here. And this is overnight life-changing. So, yeah, I cannot wait to hash this out. Oh, my gosh. Oh, that was crazy.